Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a 37-part bicentennial weekend special from WJMA, sponsored by State Farm Insurance.
A radio station that pleases everybody all the time. That may be coming in the future. Those thoughts after this. Arch Harrison is general manager of WJMA. Using his 25 years of experience in broadcasting, he takes a look at radio's future.
I'd like to have a look at the future of broadcasting by beginning with a quote from an unknown philosopher who said, "The human brain, including some of the best, has often blinded itself to the novel possibilities of the future, a future that can hold concepts that are unprecedented, unfamiliar, and bizarre." I don't know whether those adjectives would apply to my view of the future of broadcasting, but let me take a look now at the WJMA of the future. One of our continuing problems will be solved, and that is that everyone who wants to listen to us will be able to, no matter where he is in the world. In addition, we'll be able to provide 20 or 30 different program services if you want them, so each of you may listen to exactly what he wants to. Our news coverage of this part of Virginia, Orange, Madison, Louisa, Culpeper, and Greene counties will be greatly expanded. We may even have a special program service reserved for programming for each of those counties at special times of the day. We won't have to worry about our transmitter anymore. It'll run 24 hours a day with absolute reliability. We won't have to touch it. And, of course, it'll be powered by a little black box of something or other. Equipment will be so reliable, so inexpensive, we'll never bother to fix anything. Just plug in a new one if the need ever arose. Many stations have already moved to automated operation. We'll get into that eventually. Everything will be done by a machine, except for the times when a living person is the only way to do the job. We'll have most of our billing, scheduling, bookkeeping, sales, forecasting, and other management distractions all handled by computers. We'll operate supplemental services, personal paging, for example, or even transmit printed matter by facsimile over FM. Maybe that's the way your newspaper and most of your mail will be delivered to your home in the future. David Sarnoff, who was the founder of the Radio Corporation of America and a pretty able forecaster, predicted the day may come when every person will have his own little radio station in his pocket to communicate with his friends or his office as he walks along the street. Well, I think General Sarnoff maybe had CB in mind. Moving from just broadcasting to the broader field of telecommunications, when you tie in the computer and the television and the radio and the satellite and the telephone, I look forward to the day when I can go to my own communication center in my own home and call forth information from any source in the world on any subject I want. That's going to be fun. Eventually, we're going to find that instead of having to rush off to the scene of our work or pleasure, electronics will bring it all to us right at home. Result? Oh, less traffic, fewer crowds. It should be beneficial. The time is going to come when a corporation will locate its managers in communities such as we have in this part of Virginia, and they'll carry out their management functions by picture phone and computers. Now, there's one little nagging question, and that is, what's it going to be like around the house if no one ever goes out anywhere? But I'm not dealing with the future of sociology in this conversation anyway. Speaking of forecasting, I like this one that came from 1865. Well-informed people know that it is impossible to transmit the voice over wires, and if it were possible to do so, the thing would be of no practical value. So you see, we've got a long way to go. Well, whatever is in the future for us in broadcasting and telecommunications, I know it's going to be exciting and challenging, and I hope to remain a part of it.
A look at broadcasting's future, provided by Arch Harrison, General Manager of WJMA. I'm Ross Hunter.
Visions of America, the Next 100 Years, a look at Third Century America, has been sponsored by State Farm Insurance.